This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. House Democrats have taken their first steps in the impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump. They've issued subpoenas demanding documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduling legal depositions for other State Department officials. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says the charges against Mr. Trump are serious.
We have a president who's violated his oath of office. A president who has put at risk our national security. A president who may, and that would be the decision of the Congress to make, may have committed a crime.
Julie Pace, AP's Washington bureau chief, says there's a good chance Mr. Trump will be impeached.
The reality is that President Donald Trump stands a very good chance and has a high likelihood of being impeached by the House. That is, of course, because that is a Democratic majority branch of Congress. But I do think that depending on what other evidence comes out, you want to watch Republicans. They control the Senate. That is where he would be essentially on trial if the House impeaches him. Right now, no signs that the Republicans are going to be anywhere close to convicting Trump. But you do want to watch some of these Republicans, people like Mitt Romney, people like Lamar Alexander, just for signs of whether there will be a little bit of a crack in that caucus.
In another development, U.S. media reports say President Trump's special representative for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, has resigned. The Washington Post is reporting President Trump told two Russian officials in a 2017 meeting that he was not concerned about Moscow's meddling in the U.S. election, which prompted White House officials to limit access to the remarks. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's presidential election is underway. The election stations opened Saturday amid Taliban threats to attack the polls. Officials say there was an explosion Saturday outside a polling station in Kandahar that left several people seriously injured. A provincial official in the north says insurgents firing mortars on the city of Kunduz are attempting to stop voting in the national elections. More than 300 boys and men, some as young as five and many in chains and bearing scars from beatings, have been rescued in a raid on a building that purported to be an Islamic school in northern Nigeria. Sira Lee reports.
Police said the boys were freed in a raid on a building that purported to be an Islamic school. Most of the freed captives seen by a Reuters reporter in the city of Kaduna were children aged between five and late teens. It thought some had come from neighbouring countries, while local media said others had been left by their parents in what they believed to be an Islamic school or rehabilitation centre. The police added that seven people who said they were teachers at the school had been arrested in Thursday's raid. It was not clear how long the captives had been held there. Police said the children have been moved to a temporary camp while attempts are being made to find their parents.
That is Reuters' Sira Lee reporting. A federal judge in California says she will block new rules proposed by the Trump administration for the detention of immigrant children. AP's Jackie Quinn has the story.
District Court Judge Dolly G says the Trump administration proposal for detaining migrant children is inconsistent with a longstanding agreement that lays out conditions for custody. Her decision comes after a hearing in which attorneys for detained children said the rules would allow the U.S. government to keep the kids locked up indefinitely instead of quickly releasing them to relatives, and would allow keeping them in facilities that aren't licensed by the state. The Trump administration wanted to detain migrant children in facilities with their parents, part of a broader crackdown on families seeking asylum at the southwest border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods increased slightly last month. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods edged up 0.2% in August after a much bigger 2% gain in July. The volatile commercial aircraft sector dropped sharply, and orders in a category used as a proxy for business investment edged down 0.2%, the weakest showing since a 1.1% drop in April. This category has lagged for most of the year, likely reflecting fallout from President Trump's trade wars. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on any of these stories, please go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Hello. everyone, and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. I've got a great show for you today. Lots of new music, two feature interviews, a vintage piece from the archives, and a song of the week. Now, for the features, I've got us traveling today, peeps. First, we go to Mozambique, where I was recently. You're going to meet Machume Zango, a traditional Chopi musician who plays timbila and he sings. We visit him at his Zango artist residency in Maputo and then enjoy some live dance music in the dusty streets of his hometown, Unidad Set. That comes up at about a quarter past the hour. And then the second feature takes us to the tiny town, actually a hamlet of only 450 residents, of Herkmen in Holland, Dutch country. Journalist Bram Posthumus attended the annual Africa Festival there in July and tells us all about it, including excerpts of live music, interviews, and a brief history of that festival. That comes at the back half of the hour. And then there's Song of the Week. Oh, yeah. It's called Dambe, and it's a new song by veteran griot from Mali, Ma Demba. Kwame Ofori joins me in presenting that. We've also got our vintage song that's by the golden voice of Liberia, Fatou Gayflor. Fatou's music was first aired on Music Time in Africa in 1985. She was also interviewed at that time in Liberia, so I'm going to play you excerpts of Fatou's interview along with one of her all-time greats, Ibekia Kune. Okay, so there is, of course, more amazing music inside this hour, so hey, let's just get to it. From Sierra Leone, here is the ultimate party anthem, Sen Nam Gorong by Ma Wings. Tell your neighbor, the party is starting.
Tell your neighbor, tell them, say you there. Tell them, say you there. Tell your neighbor, tell them, say you there. Tell them, say you there. Yeah. We just Sen Nam Gorong.
Tell them, say you there. Right, that was Sendam Gorong by Ma Wings from Freetown. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now, from Tema, Ghana, here is Sunshine by R2Bs. You are the sunshine in my ray. I love that line.
You my everything, girl. You be the sunshine in my ray.
Just the stress, everyday text. Why you never put me number one on your list? I'm tired of this.
You my everything, girl. You be the sunshine in my rain. And I won't let you go away. I wanna love you every day. Color. You go feel hold it like your.
Was R2Bs with Sunshine, a track off their 2019 album, Site 15. If you like these guys and you want to see them and you want to see what Site 15 really looks like, get on my YouTube page. I was there, June 2018.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Now, from Morocco, here is superstar Hatim Amor's newest single, Albak Yemshi Lahalo. This song is for those of you who have finally just had it. Your true love has hurt you one too many times. Hatim sings, "My heart has finally learned its lesson. Friends warned me, but finally today, it's time to forget you. I'm done."
ماشي غير حبيبي كنتي دنيا بعيني يا كنتي اكتر من روحي وحياتي تعز عليا ماشي غير حبيبي كنتي دنيا بعيني يا كنتي اكتر من روحي وحياتي تعز عليا قلبك يمشي لحاله ما بقاش قلبي
Heather Maxwell, and you just heard Hatim Amor from Morocco. Now, this next song is by Machume Zango, one of my featured artists today. As I mentioned earlier, Machume is a traditional Chopi musician from Mozambique whom I met when I was in that beautiful country last month. The song's called Kutu Tititi, and my interview with Machume follows. So settle in now to a Mozambican mood. The song, Machume explains in a WhatsApp message actually I got yesterday from him, he says, the featured singer is Tinoka Zimba. Kutu Tititi means calm. In this case, home country is calm. People are more relaxed than life in the city. My traditional hometown is the best place to go and feel relaxed. The animals and the trees are very healthy. Hope one day I will go back and relax.
My way.
All right. Hey, everybody. That was Machume Zango with Kuku Tititi, a track from his 2017 album, Wata Mkande. I'm Heather Maxwell, and now this is my interview with Machume in Mozambique.
My name is Machume Zango. I am a Chop speaker and a musician. I come from the background of traditional music. It's dominated by the Dimbila. It's a kind of marimba, or we'll call xylophones or marimba, but as we call it, Dimbila, because we have so many different types of Dimbila. So I play chop music. That's traditional music.
We're in your residence. It's your home. It's a recording studio. You call it Nzango, which is your last name.
Yeah.
Nzango Artist Residency.
Yeah.
So tell me about this place.
When I was traveling, being on a residence on the main place, I was missing something, like, okay, why I can't build something like that home where my friends can come and then we stay together, we eat together, we record. So then I start to have these ideas of building the house, you know, like, okay, I'm not gonna make something smaller because I have a lot of friends, you know, I'm just gonna try to build something bigger. But this place now has a big impact, and I can feel how much is important.
And so what is your role behind the mixer here? Do you actually also work as the sound engineer while they say a residency finally says, let's record something? Because this is a recording studio,
yes,
too.
We stay here, we're rehearsing, we're recording, and we mix. The studio, it's ready for that. So people come here and we record and we film. I learn a lot of things by great masters, you know. Most of them, they pass away. And what I decide to do is that I should continue the same stories, like the way how we learn how to play, that there was no professors, we was just playing on a street. And then why not to influence the young generation, you know? As you saw today, we just played on a street and we just rehearsing straight there, you know? I become the leader of Unidad Set because I motivate a lot of kids. They didn't go to school. So I ended up like creating like projects that the young kids can travel even to Europe. They just to discover the world, you know, because my first trip, I was 13 years when I did my first trip to Europe, and that opened my mind. So I said, okay, I should do this also for the young people. Because I think it's a beautiful one you can share. You don't just push for yourself, you share with, you know, like today you saw it, Unidad Set, we just started to play and everyone came out.
Yes.
We didn't go to any houses inviting people to come.
What is the relationship between dance and music in choppy music?
Where there's a timbila music, the dance are there. To be a player, first you have to be a dancer. So we have in choppy two words, kuveta, it means play, kusinya, it means dance. Kuveta no kusinya, you know, playing and
dance.
Dancing and, you know, playing, you know. So those two things are together.
So even though now you live in this area that's close to Maputo and it's with contemporary music, you're still a traditional guy at heart.
Yeah.
You still want it to be natural and not touristy.
Yeah, I know. It's because when you bring the, how you say, you put culture, you put tourism inside, you know, so then you're not doing it for love, you know.
Cool. All right. Hey, people, that was Machume Zango and me, Heather Maxwell, hanging out in Mozambique.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays,
okay,
at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays,
awesome,
at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com,
awesome,
and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hi, dude. My name is a great African musician from Mali. You listen to Music Time in Africa.
Next up, two more contemporary traditional songs, first from Madagascar and then from the African diaspora,
Garifuna people of Belize. And then there is Song of the Week with Kwame Ofori. Kwame just popped in the studio. Kwame, you ready for Song of the Week?
Of course, of course, of course. Always ready.
He's always ready. All right, so here's the lovely sister group from Madagascar, Tiharea. Right, that was Tiharea with a track off their 2003 album, Rai Ampela.
Hello, it's Abundance Mtori from the band Makomba in Zimbabwe. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
The Garifuna Collective is a group from Belize, Central America. They've just released their sophomore album. It's called Aban. In 2013, actually, they were here at VOA while on tour for their first album, Ayo. And you can watch that on my YouTube channel as well. But this song is one of my favorites from their new album. It's called Waya Wastes.
Waya waves, on a waya waves, on a pretty pretty wire wings. What a wire wings. And a pretty, pretty wire wings.
Mama la nari me. Baya nu hanu ago. So ago ne kodo.
All right, now it is time for Song of the Week with Kwame. Hi, Kwame.
Hey, Heather, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great.
All right, so this song is called Dambe,
mm-hmm.
and it's by Ma Damba, who's a Malian singer of the griot tradition. It's a brand new song,
mm-hmm.
and let's get into it, and then we'll break it down as we go. Huh?
For sure.
Okay. Okay, so this is Ma Damba,
mm-hmm.
and she's singing in Bambara, and you know I think that I speak that language.
You actually do speak Bambara.
I do speak Bambara.
Yeah.
So what she's saying here basically mm-hmm. is, you know, war is bad,
mm-hmm.
and she's referring to the ethnic problems right now that have only just recently been troubling Mali,
mm-hmm.
where there's a war between different ethnic groups,
mm-hmm.
as well as terrorism problems.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying war is bad, you know, we've got to keep our old ancient traditions of being majestic, mm-hmm. being royal, being dignified, and war is beneath us, she says.
She's definitely following in the tradition, the griot tradition. For those who don't know griot, I'm going to leave Heather to explain it to you and how it affects the whole Malian Bambara, you know, lifestyle. So, Heather.
All right. Well, let's listen for a minute more. Before,
Hold on, guys.
Let's
we'll
listen
be back.
To a little more.
Mogo jugu fe sigili mandi fo ni timina liera Mali musolu ayewili Mali jebabu ayewili Demiseni fara mogo koroba kambaga wili Anga kelebla, anga kekele nye Kelema
Oh, yeah. So she said, Kelemayin is war is bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, griots, like you were saying earlier, mm-hmm. they're known for the oral historians.
Yes.
And so some sing, some play musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Some play musical instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Some are just storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be the mouthpiece of the kings or anybody
mm-hmm.
royal.
Mm-hmm.
And now they still are, but also of wealthy, powerful people in general.
Of course.
But they tend to tell the truth, and they remind people of their history.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ma Demba saying, look, this isn't us, Malians.
Mm-hmm.
This is not us. This is mm-hmm. below us. We should not be doing this.
And she's doing a great job with it, because the melody and how she's sounding, you can hear the anguish and then the earnest in her voice.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's a good melody and it pushes you to listen.
Let's listen some more, actually. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Bende nyongote Jamana kele Miria kele Akili kele Initions-nous pour un Mali de demain Thank you.
So I hear a lot of string work going.
Yes.
Is that a lead guitar or what's happening
it's
there?
It's an acoustic lead guitar playing with the Ngoni instrument, which is a traditional guitar of four
Beautiful
strings.
Beautiful work.
Isn't that nice? Oh, I love this. Hakali kele. They sang one country, one ideology, one vision.
Beautiful.
Yes. Oh, man. So that was Ma Damba with the song Dambe from Mali. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
And this was
Song of the Week.
Tinamba yi, tinamba, what the number sell, tinamba yi, ya, chenko no. Hello, world. My name is Biala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep it locked. Rawr.
Hey, everybody. So we're moving into the second half of the program now, beginning with this beautiful song out of Cape Verde, Segredo, by Mayra Andrade.
En un conversa con Serea, descubrí es melodía, que contan segredos de mar, e falan de cosas de amor, e flapan casuña con tanto papel. En un conversa con Serea, descubrí es melodía, e contan segredos de mar, e falan de cosas de amor, e flapan casuña con tanto papel.
That was Mayra Andrade with Segredo, a track from her brand new 2019 album, Manga. I'm Heather Maxwell, and now for our vintage song and sound bites from a 1985 Music Time in Africa broadcast from Liberia. Here is singer Fatou Gayflor. Now, she's known as the princess with the golden voice. Fatou sang folk music with Liberia's National Cultural Troupe from 1978 to 1984. During the Liberian Civil War, after that, she lived in refugee camps in Côte d'Ivoire and in Guinea. But she always continued her music career and recorded several albums, and then relocated to the United States in 1998. Now, she remains heavily involved in the U.S. now in several artistic projects, organizations to this day. Here is Fatou Gayflor.
Ibekiwa, Ibekiwa, Ibekiwa,
My father is from Lofa County and my mother from Cape Mount. I started real music in 80, but only folk music with a drum. I started 78 with a national troupe. Usually I listen to a lot of musicians from part of the world, like Marian Makiwa. I love the way she sings. And I love Aisha Conan, the way she sings also. So I try to get into music so that I can be like one of them in the future.
Right, that was Ibe Kya Kune by Fatou Gayflor. Our Music Time in Africa archive special. The song title, by the way, means if you're sleeping, you should wake up. If you're lying down, you should get up. All right, I'm Heather Maxwell. And next up, my second feature piece of the week. Meet journalist Brahms Posthumus. And he has this report from Hertme, Holland.
Hello to Heather and everyone at the Music Time in Africa team from Hertme. This is a hamlet of 450 souls, tucked away in green and very pleasant Dutch countryside. Trees everywhere, also around this beautiful stage where I'll be spending most of my time. Just a few of the 11 acts who performed here this year. Fatoumata Diawara, Djerubele Ambole, Viviola, and many others. But how about a bit of history first? Because you may be wondering, a festival celebrating music from Africa in a remote Dutch village? How did that happen? Well, here's your answer. in two parts.
Dit theater, moet je weten, is in de 50e jaren gebouwd.
This is Lisette Kayser, who lived in Hetma for 5 years. She tells me how some 60 years ago a Catholic priest got the entire village to build this open-air theater under the trees, where he could stage his annual Passion Play. Everybody helped out, says Lisette, who is also one of the festival's many volunteers. More about them later. So that's the theatre bit, but how did the music get here? Well, here's part two of the story featuring a doctor.
Ik doe het nu 29 jaar.
Rob Lokin is the festival's main programmer. He worked as a medical doctor in Cameroon and Tanzania and got bitten by the music bug. Back from Africa, Rob, his wife Emmy, and that music bug settled here in Hetma, where he started work as a GP. And then, in 1989...
En toen kwam er ineens een groep uit Burkina Faso voorbij.
The University of nearby Groningen invited Loguin de Toma, a band from Burkina Faso, to celebrate its 350th anniversary. On the organizing committee sat a man who lived in Hetma. And he made sure that Loguin de Toma became the first band from Africa to play under those Hetma trees. Of course, Rob and Emmy went to see them. They danced on the sand pitch in front of the stage, as if they were back in Cameroon. They offered to help out with the next Africa Day, which in 1991 became the Africa Festival. The rest is history.
What shall we do? Ever what men know, men love.
Mali Zumu Sangare, the late Oliver Mutugudzi, Ethiopia's Mahmoud Ahmed, and Gambia's Sona Jobarte all have played here. Just like Angola's legend Bonga, Rajiri from Madagascar, Loura, Salif Keita. And very often, they come back. Like Haruna Samake, the wizard of the Kamelin Goni. He loves coming here, as does his manager.
My name is Carolina Vallejo, and I'm producer and manager for several artists, among them Haruna Samake. We had a blast of a show, probably also the highlight of our tour. We were really looking forward to be here. Haruna's played here twice before with Salif Keita, and I've been here before with other artists. I love it. They always have a really very good selection lineup from all over the continent of Africa, and that's beautiful.
That mix of big names and new names is deliberate, explains Rob Lokin.
Het is wel goed om één publiekstrekker te hebben.
Yes, it's always good to have one really big name that attracts a lot of people, like Fatoumata Diawara this year. But then they'll also see those other bands they may not have heard about. This band played its brand of desert rock before a packed audience. They're Dara tribes from Morocco.
My full name is Mustafa Akirmim. Yes, we live in the province of Zagoura, in the village of Tagounit. We have a huge number of the tribes. We live in one place, no violence, no racism, we're all in peace and love. So that's why we say Dara tribes, and we come together to share the message of love and tolerance with people.
A great pleasure for us too, Mustafa. Now, the heart of this festival is an army of people who take you to your parking space, check your ticket, keep the place clean, hand you your drinks, bring the artists to the stage, make sure the sound works, ensure security, and they all do it for free. You heard one of them already, Lisette. Here are a few others.
Nou, ik ben Freek Veldman.
Ik ben Peter Weijers.
Mijn naam is Bemke Beernink.
Freek, Peter, Lisette en Bemke all have their own reasons to be here. They traveled in Africa, they're mad about the music, they love the festival, and they love helping out. Without them, there simply would not be a festival. So here's a big shout out for all those hundreds of volunteers who literally make this Africa Festival possible. Oh, and they'll all be back next year. For those who can't make it to Hertme, there's a YouTube channel where you can see many of the artists who performed here. I'll play you out with another festival tradition, a blast of a show to send you on your way home. This year it was the wonderful Garifuna Collective. First weekend of July 2020, booked. See you next year.
Hugh Brahms. Hello, darlings. We are getting near the end of the hour. Time for just two more songs, both recent 2019 releases. First, here is the freshest Afro beats from Nigeria, Hello Baby, by Tiwa Savage, Kiss Daniel, and Young John.
Hello baby, yo. How do you do? Show my family, oh, do you have me see? I don't mind, why shall I shine?
Je m'appelle baby, so much of my losa. If you no get money, alone, Momasa, Momasa. If you did your Pakuruma, the wicked producer like in the mall. See what it is, Procodomo, baby, the Alaja, Umbodoya, my sherry, quickly, my sherry, Mumini, baby, dio, baby, baby, oh, yeah, my sherry, quickly, my sherry, Mumini, baby, dio, baby.
Hello baby, yo. How do you do? Show my family, oh, do you have me see? I don't mind, why shall I shine? Show my family, yeah, me see. Super, come on baby, I know you want it. Let them know say somebody too.
Let them know say I'm not for sale.
Yeah, I do that your home or cause like who?
And you know be my area father, but you must fight for me.
Hello, reboot.
All right, yeah, that was Hello Baby from Nigeria. I'm Heather Maxwell, and here's the last song of the hour, people. This one, it's called Je suis Africain, meaning I'm African, and it's by the late Rachid Taha from Algeria. Now, Rachid Taha passed away, sadly, on September 12th, 2018, after succumbing to a heart attack, and this song, one of 11 incredible tracks, comes off his most recent album that was released posthumously September 14th, just 2 days after his death, 2019.
Je suis Africain, Africain du Nord au Sud. Je suis Africain, dedans comme dehors. Je suis Africain. Je n'ai pas le rythme dans la peau. Je suis Africain, un albinos afro.
Africain, j'aime l'Afrique. Africain, fantastique. Paris à Bamako.
Je suis africain. Du Fuji au Kilimanjaro.
All right, that was Je suis africain by the late Rachid Taha. I'm Heather Maxwell, and it's time to say goodbye for this week. Thank you so much for joining me, listeners. And a special thank you to Machu Mezango and to Brahms Posthumus for their interviews from Mozambique and Holland. And also, I want to thank Kwame Ofori for joining me on Song of the Week. Please click over to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page or group, Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You can get updates and fresh news, photos, videos all throughout the week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturdays and Sundays at 1505 and at 2005 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 905 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 905, 1505, 2005 and 22500 UTC. 4 times Saturday and Sunday peeps. Yeah. Finally, you can always find us online anytime at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful.